From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. People worried about Asian carp infecting the Great Lakes have been anxiously awaiting a long-overdue carp battle plan from the Army Corps of Engineers, a report held up for 6 months by the Trump administration. Well, now the Army Corps is free to talk details. And as it does, the reaction among some in Michigan is disappointment and disbelief, because the Army Corps says it will take 8 years until 2025 to get its fix in place. Details were unveiled at a recent meeting in Muskegon. John Allen directs Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes. He was at that meeting. Welcome, John. The Army Corps is saying it wants to make modifications at a lock and a dam on a river in Illinois to keep the carp out of the Chicago waterways, the so-called Brandon Road Plan. What's in this fix?
So the Brandon Road is an existing Army Corps of Engineers dam and a lock system. The lock system allows for the movements of barge traffic up and down the river. And the plan calls for modifications, an expansion and modification to that lock to add additional technologies like additional electric barrier, flushing locks, more water pressure and flow that would drive invasive species out, and some other technologies that would make the lock more secure from the movements of Asian carp up through the river.
Okay, so just making it unappealing for Asian carp to want to try to push through.
And yeah, one of the other technologies that they're proposing is something called complex noise. Asian carp, especially the silver carp, if you notice the videos on YouTube of them jumping,
yeah.
Part of that is their reaction to noise. They're sort of noise averse, and creation of complex noise through that lock system is believed to be able to drive them out or keep it a less hospitable place.
And I see the price tag is something in the range of $275 million. But now to the timing, 8 years, 2025. What were your first thoughts when you heard that?
Well, we've been advocating urgency all along. We think that this is a problem of epic proportions. We think that of the 180-some invasive species in the Great Lakes now, none of them have ever been removed, and we want to keep one out so we don't have to figure out how to remove it or manage it once it gets into the system. So 8 years is just another long haul in a system that we see some risk. If you remember, just this last summer, a carp was found within, 9 miles or so of Lake Michigan, past the electric barriers that exist there.
Yes.
We see that that still manifests significant risk in the system, and we're hoping as much action can take place as humanly possible, as soon as possible, to keep lowering the risk.
I have to imagine those of you at the meeting asked the Army Corps of Engineers, why 8 years?
Well, their answer is in their process. Right now, the proposal is something they call the tentatively selected plan. They call it the TSP, a little bit uncommon to the core process where they used to do a lot of studies and then come out with a near final plan at the end. They have come out with a plan sort of mid-review, if you will, for more public comment. So the final plan isn't even due out until next June, at which point then it goes to the chief. It's called the chief's report, and that report is not due out until 2019. And the chief's report is ultimately the final decision within the Corps, go, no go, that ultimately gets moved to Congress. Without a positive chief's report, it doesn't get moved to Congress. And then Congress has to act and decide whether it's fundable and on what time frame. And then, obviously, with final engineering and construction, that takes the Corps out to 2025.
When you think that we've been eyeing these carp nervously for the better part of a decade, does Washington just not get it?
Well, the folks in the Michigan delegation certainly do, the folks that we worked with, and I think around the basin.
Yeah, in fact, it's worth noting, Michigan's congressional delegation, both parties have been banging
absolutely
on about this at every chance they get.
Absolutely, and the state legislatures and many others. So we're not without advocates and friends and colleagues and supporters. We were frustrated by the delay. We advocated and pushed hard for the release of the report. It is out. Remember, it is a tentatively selected plan, not a final plan, and we will continue to make sure that the Corps hears of our concerns and our urgencies and everything we can to help move that process along. We will be there.
In this plan that they present, is that a final solution in your view?
The plan as presented is something we're thinking of as an interim solution. Now, 8 years may feel a long time for people for an interim solution. I testified in Muskegon that a final solution ultimately looks at more separation. This plan really gets at one species. And ultimately, the goal is to put enough separation in that system to really stop the two-way movement of species, those things moving out of the Great Lakes into the Mississippi, and carp and other things that may be moving up the Mississippi into the Great Lakes. Those two bodies need to be separated by some mechanism, isolated from each other and by some mechanism, to really stop the two-way movement. So our long-term desire is to have more long-term solutions in that system that provide for that separation.
There's probably a lot of shipping interests that are going to be complicating this.
Well, there are. That system has developed since the mid-1800s and expanded in the late 1800s, the Chicago Ship and Sanitary Canal and the river systems. There are a series of barges that connect the Great Lakes all the way to the Mississippi, all the way down to Houston, New Orleans. And there are some real interests in that to make sure that those economies stay whole. One of the things we keep looking at or talking about is the need to look at the whole core lock and dam system, not just one lock and dam, in terms of what the efficiency is and also the environmental protection. We think that those can happen together. If we only look at one lock and dam and slowing cargo down, the industry says that's $26 million of harm. But if we look more holistically at that system and optimize it as a freight flow, we think we can get the environmental protections necessary and possibly even enhance the movement of goods through there. So I don't think those are necessarily contrary to each other.
But it certainly does seem like a lot of heavy lifting lies ahead.
Literally and figuratively, yes.
John Allen directs Michigan's Office of the Great Lakes. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.